I'm Faith Middleton, and this show is about the richness of life. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. We gave you the best guide to dining in New York. Now our show has researched, read, investigated, and I'm here to say that I have in my hands the single best guide to the treasures of Connecticut ever done. It is the gem to keep on the coffee table or in the car, in paperback, so it's easy to carry, and you'll want it with you all the time. I do, and I've lived in Connecticut pretty much all my life. The updated second edition of the Insider's Guide to Connecticut is for both locals and visitors. It will make you hungry to go exploring, to walk through some of the oldest buildings in America, sip wine at local vineyards, search out our state's best restaurants, and our most beautiful harbors and beaches. The Insider's Guide, which lists every phone number and website you'll need to explore, even gives you a map with an ideal day trip for every county in the state. The guide has renewed my love for Connecticut's people, places, and events. We're going to make handy use of it on the show right now. We have copies of the updated second edition of the Insider's Guide to Connecticut paperback book to send as thank you gifts for supporting this show and all you hear on Connecticut. It's public radio station, WNPR. This is our thank you gift. When you make a contribution of $75, you can call 1-800-584-2788 or go online at WNPR.org to pledge. So here to explore the Insider's Guide to Connecticut, author Eric Lehman, who lives in Hamden and teaches travel literature and creative writing at the University of Bridgeport. He's such a good writer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Faith.
You really are a great writer. So we were saying to each other just before we started this that for you doing it and for me reading it, it has renewed our spirit and renewed our love of this place.
Well, Faith, I moved here about 15 years ago, and I just absolutely fell in love with Connecticut, and it became my passion to travel around the state. And you know, people would ask me, "Are you going to Europe this summer or something?" And I'd be like, "Well, actually, I'm going to Eastern Connecticut," and they'd be very surprised. But I'm not surprised, and it's just the place to be.
So. That's called in a lot of circles keeping it green, where the newcomer says, "I love something about this," and then that you have become jaded in a way, or you overlook it. It's people who live by the water sometimes say they never even pick up their heads and look out at the vista the way we visitors do when we come to their homes. So I have that same feeling from your book. There were 5,000 places in here that I wanted to go to. You want to have some fun with just one section, just
sure.
To start this. Let's talk about some festivals and annual events as you do. Now, this is to get you in the mood for July coming up. In Canaan, Connecticut, they have the Canaan Railroad Days. We're going to get to music festivals in just a minute. And so this is part of the Housatonic and Connecticut Western Railroad system in the 19th century. It's Canaan's Union Depot, and this was the oldest operating station. And what do they do on these railroad days in July?
It's a festival. You go, you eat, you have all the things that you usually have at a festival. But, you know, you can ride the old trains up from Canaan up to Great Barrington, Massachusetts,
how
and back
fun.
And forth. It's really a wonderful little
and
festival.
It's beautiful scenery going by.
Absolutely.
Great to do in a small little group or maybe with family. It's just really fun to do. Then there is the Litchfield Jazz Festival. We're staying in Litchfield County for the moment, and that's always great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in past years, of course, they've had people like Diana Krall and Dave Brubeck and Sonny Rollins. And you know, they got pizza and oysters and all kinds of stuff for families to enjoy and sit around and listen to this music, which, I personally love.
And it's on the grounds of the White Memorial Foundation, which is so beautiful.
Absolutely. I've talked about that in some other entries. You can go camping there. It's really one of the loveliest places to camp and walk in Connecticut.
And they have more than 1,000 people who attend this festival, which I adore. But to stay with your festival theme, we're in Litchfield County now. We're going to walk through in this hour some of the counties and have fun together. The Music Mountain Summer Music Festival concerts, those are so popular. And it goes all the way back to 1930. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that wooden concert hall is just magical. I mean, it really, you go there and you listen to the the music, it sounds better. It sounds different than when you listen to it in other places.
And the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival in Norfolk, Connecticut. And in each of these places I'm mentioning, as you can see in the guide, you make recommendations for other things to do in that area, so you can really make a day of it or a weekend of it, or even a week if you have the time.
Absolutely. I mean, Norfolk that you're just talking about, it's just amazing. And the beautiful little town. Go there, stay at one of the bed and breakfasts I talk about in here. Go to the Infinity Music Hall or go to the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival.
Or eat at one of the restaurants you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Good choices, by the way. This is Eric Lehman, author of the latest second edition of The Insider's Guide to Connecticut. It's the single best travel guide to Connecticut I think ever done, county by county, with maps, day trips, descriptions, phone numbers, websites, of everything you need to know about the gems to be found across our magnificent state. Restaurants, beaches, roadside stands, festivals, historic places, museums. Museums, walks, shopping, what to do with children. Simply the best guide to Connecticut that I've read, and I've lived here all my life. So make a gift to the station now and during our breaks. And The Insider's Guide to Connecticut by Eric Lehman is our gift in return. It's a gem. It will inspire you to get out and explore. Call 1-800-584-2788 or go online to WNPR.org. In Litchfield County, you have fishing and golf and health and wellness in case you want to go to a retreat. You have horseback riding and hiking, biking, and walking. And then you do this thing you call close-up, where you zero in on one activity. And this is hiking the blue trails and greenways.
Yes, absolutely. That's the way I got to know Connecticut when I first came here, is by hiking the whole state. And I hiked the length and breadth of the state, Faith. I even hiked from Old Lyme to the Massachusetts border in a few days once.
Wow,
did the Appalachian Trail, did all kinds of stuff like that.
How long did that take you?
I think I took 4 days to do that.
Oh, that what a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it was really a good time. And it was the way I first got to know Connecticut. And so I've included a lot of course, things that everybody knows about, like Sleeping Giant Mountain, but also hidden gems and hidden little trails that people might not jump to right away.
Well, it can happen that when you're on a walk or when you're on your bike, that the traveling slows down a bit and you notice things that you don't notice when you're zipping by in a car.
Absolutely.
And so that, I think that's probably how you discovered some of these little tiny spots that you talk about in the book. You have a listing since we're in Litchfield County, all the pick your own farms.
Yes.
And you can do that. That's fun to come back and then the next day use that fruit or to make a pie or those vegetables to put on the grill. That's a great thing to do. You have, of course, skiing and water sports. You talk about river rafting in Satan's Kingdom on Farmington.
That's
the
fun.
North American whitewater expeditions in Kent. And then shopping, you have a lot of antiques places. That was great.
Well, of course, everybody loves to come
markets.
To Connecticut to go to the antiques shops and go to the auctions and flea markets.
And in Litchfield County, that's where the beauties are.
Oh, yeah. Around Woodbury, there's so many good things.
Oh, aren't those great?
Yeah.
I love to. Woodbury makes, isn't that the most wonderful town?
It's
when
so
I go there, I have dear friends there and I stay there and I feel like I'm going to France for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it like that?
You know, next time you're there, Faith, try to walk along that main street there on the old sidewalks.
Yeah, I do.
That's just so
Me
wonderful.
Too. Okay, next time you're there, go to the waterfall and the old mill buildings in the old Woodbury. So that's a beautiful walk back there. It's some farm territory, and it's right on the river.
I think I saw that many years ago, but it's time to go back.
It's great. The waterfall is just great, provided they don't shut down the water on that thing. There's some talk about that. You've got bookstores to go to here and book barns, you know, those places where you can get the used books. Bank Street Book Nook, Barbara Farnsworth Bookseller, Hickory Stick Bookshop, what a gem, House of Books. And then you do home and crafts. That was a great idea.
Sure. I mean, everything that I wanted to include a broad spectrum of activities and places to go throughout the state, Faith.
You know. Cornwall Bridge Pottery, you mentioned. What a good place. That's in West Cornwall. And how great is that? And if you go into the food section in Litchfield County that you do, you can see all these terrific places to eat and inns and B&Bs in that whole area. And then in Cornwall is so charming.
I love that little town. I hiked through that town a couple times, actually. You know, I included places like, of course, like Wynvian and expensive places, but I also wanted to include places like Dottie's Diner.
It's a great diner.
So that everyone could find a place that's right for them.
Well, we're going to move into Middlesex County, as you do in the book, and you have a lot of attractions. These are historic sites and landmarks. We're talking about the updated second edition of The Insider's Guide to Connecticut with Eric Lehman, who is a wonderful writer and I think is the best guide that I have come across ever for exploring Connecticut, has made us fall in love again with this state. You have the General William Hart House and Gardens in Old Saybrook, and I've never been there.
Yeah, there's a whole little area right there, you know, with the Hart House and the old pharmacy, the old James Pharmacy. It's all right there, and you can really just park and make a little day of it, you know, checking out all those places in Old Saybrook.
You have the Thankful Arnold House and Gardens in Haddam, Connecticut. We're now right along that river and right along the coast when we're traveling through for this part of the state. And so that's really wonderful. And in terms of museums, it is great to go into Essex. There's so much to do there. But the Connecticut River Museum is a great stop.
Yeah, I love the Connecticut River Museum, and you can take the boat there and go out on the river, and they'll show you where the British attacked in the War of 1812, and it's really a wonderful little experience.
They do a good talk there, and then there's a little shop, a little takeout deli there in town called Olive Oils. There are restaurants, too, but they have a specialty, even though it's a generalized deli. They make good food. They have a specialty. The wife is Middle Eastern, and they make their Middle Eastern specials, and you just go in there and then sit down by the banks of the river and have your lunch.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's great to do. All right, Eric, hang on, because I'm going to explain to our listeners. Now, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to do more inspiring here on the radio to get you revved up to explore this summer. This is a book you want to have. I am crazy about it. Eric Lehman, he's author of the single best travel guide to Connecticut, I think, that has ever been done, county by county, with maps, day trips, descriptions, phone numbers, websites, of everything you need to know about the gems to be found across this magnificent state. He has got restaurants, beaches, roadside stands, festivals, historic places, museums, walks, everything you need to know. So if you make a gift to the station now, the updated second edition of The Insider's Guide to Connecticut will be our gift in return. It is a gem, and it will inspire you to get out and explore. Call 1-800-584-2788.
That number again is 1-800-584-2788. Good afternoon. I'm Ray Hardman here with Lee Newton. And this is a very special one-day event, hoping to get as many people on board as we come to the end of our fiscal year. We want to make sure that we have everything in place to pay all of our bills. You can help us do that today on this one-day fund drive. 1-800-584-2788.
And Ray, it's a great time to do it. We've got this amazing book, The Insider's Guide to Connecticut, that Faith has been talking about. Give a gift of $6.25 per month as an ongoing monthly donor, or a gift of $75. We will send you this great book. As she's been saying, it has everything that you need to go on wonderful day trips throughout Connecticut, parks, museums, restaurants, arts venues, vineyards. It goes on and on. It's a great resource. But do it today, because as Ray said, this is such an important day for us. This is our last chance for the end of the fiscal year. And this is really going to decide whether we end on top, or we fall a little short. We don't want that to happen. So you can make such a difference right now by calling us at 1-800-584-2788 or going to WMPR.org.
You know, Lee, I can remember a time when we'd have this long, drawn-out June fund drive, you know,
where we're
several days long and we just, you know, kind of pore over it and worry about it. But you know what? Because of lots of reasons, lots of people listening, lots of people becoming members, that's great. Our monthly donor situation is great. We've been able to just whittle this down to just one day, one opportunity for you. So if you've been listening to these pledge campaigns during this year and you've said, yeah, I've been meaning to get around to it, well, this is your chance. This is your time. Call us now, 1-800-584-2788. You can get on board at the $6.25 per month amount. And again, get the Insider's Guide to Connecticut. Faith, you have boys, and how many times do you hear, what are we going to do today?
I'm bored.
I'm bored. What are we going to do? This happens constantly in our house. And there are so many things just right around the corner that are accessible, are cheap, and fun things to do with your family. This book will show you that, The Insider's Guide to Connecticut. Again, if you can step forward at just $6.25 a month, 1-800-584-2788.
And you know, Ray, you were talking about how we used to fundraise a lot more in June. You know, I looked at the numbers. We had 8 days that we fundraised June of 2011. In June of 2012, 6 days. In 2013, 4 days. Then last year, 3 days. Now we're down to 1 day. I mean, that is amazing. We are so thankful to you for your generosity and really for monthly donors. Consider becoming a monthly donor, because that has made all the difference in our finances here. It's given us the wherewithal to have a steady income. We can make plans. I mean, everybody knows if you know what your income is, you can invest, you can make plans for the future. We can do that because of monthly donors. So consider that today. The number to call, 1-800-584-2788. Consider $6.25 a month. You'll get the Insider's Guide to Connecticut, or go to WNPR.org. You can get it there as well.
So I'm on page, it looks like 89. Let me put on my glasses. Page 89 of the Insider's Guide, and it's Litchfield County. And there's just things I completely forget about that, again, are just not that far away. The Pleasant Valley Drive-In. Never been there. Always wanted to go there.
There's not many drive-ins left.
There are not many drive-ins left. It also breaks it down for attractions and festivals. So here in Litchfield County, you've got the Harwinton Fair, the Litchfield Jazz Festival, which is coming up. And then, of course, all through the summer, the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival, Music Mountain Summer Festival. These things are happening in Connecticut, and they're all compiled in this great book, The Insider's Guide to Connecticut. This is the second edition from Eric Lehman. We can send this to you for a gift of $75 for the year in total, or $625 a month. Are you listening to this radio station during the Faith Middleton Show and All Things Considered and Morning Edition and all the great programs on the weekend? Well, then you are a dedicated listener. What we're asking you to do is just part with maybe $625 a month to make sure it keeps going. That's what we're at here at the end of this fiscal year, and we want you to get involved. 1-800-584-2788.
I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you listening, and you can look for us, talk with us on Facebook. Just search The Faith Middleton Show. Eric Lehman is here, and he's author of what I think is the single best guide to Connecticut that has ever been done. It's called The Insider's Guide to Connecticut, and we're excited because we have the new updated second edition, and it's published by one of Connecticut's gems, Globe Pequot Press. They're right here. It used to be they just did Connecticut books, but they also do books nationally too now, and they have grown and grown, and we thank them for their generosity in supporting the Faith Middleton Show and WNPR. They were smart enough to get Eric to do this guide, and I can see why. I would love to get my eyes on that proposal, because I bet it has your voice, and that's what's in here that I like so much. So we were cruising through Middlesex County. Eric, how about the Wesleyan Center for the Arts? That is a place that a lot of people don't know about, and I can tell you it is so great there.
Yeah, I mean, they bring in some really amazing people every year.
From all over the country.
Yeah.
Around the world, really.
You know, it's something that sometimes people don't think about, to go to their local university or college and you know, listen to the amazing people they bring into, listen to music and art and dance, you know.
And you explore things that way, as you point out, that you normally wouldn't be exposed to. We tend to gravitate toward things that we know, although the great adventure of exploring is to wander and come upon things that you might not know. And you might say, well, that's not for me, but kind of interesting to know that it exists. And other times you have the shock of the new and you think you're dazzled by
it. Right.
You know, and so with performers coming into a place like this and artists, you're really saying to yourself, wow, what an experience I had around the dinner table that night.
Right. And I included a number of places in here that I didn't know about at first because they weren't on my radar, like the Brownstone Exploration and Discovery Park in Portland, building an old quarry, and you go and you can scuba dive there. I mean, it's fascinating. And that's a fairly new attraction here in Connecticut. And I was just blown away by what they're doing there, and it keeps expanding.
Did you dive?
Oh, I didn't scuba dive.
But you were watching people do it. In Middlesex County, you have a list of festivals and annual events. The Bluefish Festival in Clinton, it's in July, and they've been doing this for four decades. decades. And that is not to be missed because they have craft vendors and live music and a chowder cook-off, and that's fun to do, a pie-eating contest, and, you know, in a very New England way, seaside town. And you can all up and down Route 1 there. You can keep on going if you end up not staying at the festival all day. There's a million places to eat, and you go by marshland and harbors and docks, and it's just fabulous.
I included so many restaurants in here, and one thing I've realized over the past couple decades is the amazing number of restaurants and food opportunities we have here. There's no other area in the country where we have small cities like this where you have so many fine restaurants, and also the good road food that, you know, you love to pick up on a Saturday afternoon.
There's the Deep River Fife and Drum Muster. They do that the third Saturday in July. It's the largest of its kind in the world.
Oh, yeah.
70 drum corps from all over the nation and Europe start parading up Main Street in Deep River. And then you go over to Devitt Field, and it's at the end of the parade route, and you watch the evening performances, and they sell the fifes and drums and music and hats, and it's a free event, and the town helps participate. And there's a museum of fife and drum that has all the music and the ancient drums that were used during battles, and it's really quite something.
Amazing. I mean, we have some of these festivals here, Faith, that they think they're just occur in movies. People are like, oh, I've seen that sort of thing in a movie, like the torchlight parade in Old Saybrook in the winter. And I mean, really just, you can't believe that these things actually exist.
And you, in the health and wellness section for Middlesex County, you talk about the Spa of Essex and Water's Edge Resort and Spa, which has great food to boot and beautiful views. And then there's hiking, biking, and walking. There's Cockaponsett State Forest. There's Mount Higbee, Seven Falls. Great things to do with the kids in that region. Amy's Utter Joy Farm, which has a very humane animal farm. And that's a good thing for kids to see, where they see that the animals are raised humanely and kept humanely. There's the Kid City Children's Museum in Middletown. That's Goodspeed Opera House, of course, as many people know. Ivoryton Playhouse. You know what strikes me, Eric Lehman, is that people come from all over Europe to this region to see things because it's New England.
That's right.
And the Europeans think that's terrific, so they immediately head here. And you hear their accents through the summer. And here we are, a lot of us, we tend to stay in our backyards. You drive through neighborhoods and there's nobody outside.
Right.
And I think you have done a wonderful thing because you've re-inspired us to get out there and explore what people are coming to see from half a world away.
That's right. And I mean, the Europeans feel very at home here. Connecticut has these little villages just like I've been to over in England and France. And one of the things I've seen recently is people are walking from town to town and staying at the bed and breakfast, just like you can do in Europe. Yeah. That's not something you can do in other areas of America.
That's true. This is Eric Lehman. He's author of what I think is the best travel guide to Connecticut that has been done to date, county by county, with maps and day trips and descriptions and phone numbers and websites. And the descriptions are really the key. And it's all a celebration of the gems to be found across our magnificent state. He's got restaurants and beaches and roadside stands and festivals and little hidden things that some people don't even know about yet, even though they've lived here for so long. Historic spots and museums and walks and shopping and the kid stuff. If you would like us to send this as our thank you gift for your $75 contribution to keep this show and everything you hear on WNPR on the air, you can call now at 1-800-584-2788. We're going to take a break about this in a little while. Let's do some Hartford County, Eric. Well, there's Collinsville, which, you know, for people
gorgeous.
Who, if you're around the Hartford region, everybody knows Collinsville is this charming area of historic houses and buildings and just so much to do there, and it's just the best. But if you're from the other half of the state or from, you know, some other part of Connecticut, you don't know about Collinsville.
That's right. And, I mean, it's not just a wonderful little historic town. It's a growing community of artists and great chefs, you know?
Yeah. It's one of the great historic towns in Connecticut. you can really get a feel for the Industrial Revolution there, because a lot of the industrial buildings have been repurposed and are filled with antique shops and craftspeople, and I love that.
Yeah.
And right next to Collinsville, a lot of other little villages and towns to see.
Absolutely. Up the road in Riverton and Barkhamsted, and then, you know, you could go up to Granby and all these wonderful little towns.
Yeah, there's the Noah Webster House. Noah Webster, of course, did the dictionary.
Yeah, of course. You know, Noah Webster is one of the great heroes of Connecticut, and there was a recent book about him, actually, and I was just blown away by how important he was to early America. And
me
yet
too.
Most people have never been to the Noah Webster House up in Hartford here.
Yeah. And you do, for your close-up in the book, you do remarkable cemeteries of Connecticut and give us the whole list of those. You do historic places like the Oliver Ellsworth House, the Salmon Brook Historical Society, the Webb Dean Stevens House in Wethersfield, and then all the museums in this Hartford County region, the American Clock and Watch Museum. That is fun to go to.
Oh, yeah, especially when the clocks strike.
Yeah, it's all of them. At the Connecticut Valley Tobacco Museum and Northwest Park, there are a lot of people today who worked in the tobacco fields. There's the Museum of Connecticut History in Hartford. That is really interesting. The New Britain Museum of American Art, one
That's
of my
gem.
Favorite museums in Connecticut. And what a collection there. The New England Air Museum, the New England Carousel Museum is in Bristol, Connecticut. Those carousel horses were carved by some of the great carousel artists, you know, working through our carousel history. And they are gorgeously painted and designed.
Oh, yes. And of course, people from all over the world send their carousel horses to that museum to be restored.
Yeah. There's the Dinosaur State Park in Rocky Hill. And for wineries and breweries, Rosedale Farm in Simsbury. We're going through Harford County now in this part of the show. The Thomas Hooker Brewery in Bloomfield.
Oh, that's a
You can actually do a little brewery tour in Connecticut.
That's starting to get
activities
going.
And events. There are the amusement parks that you have, the art venues. There's ballooning, the Berkshire Balloon Company. I've done that. We've recorded a show from up in the sky.
I think I remember
know,
that.
Sailing over Connecticut. It was just gorgeous. Really nice. Festivals and events, Connecticut Farms, and all the great restaurants and food producers, chefs. There's Nutmeg Steak Games that happens in East Hartford. ShopRite sponsors that, and they have everything, right? Lacrosse, judo, shooting, swimming, rugby, wrestling, soccer.
There's 500 different matches at that. One games every year. I mean, it's amazing. You'll never run out of things to see.
Yeah, there's Riverfest in Hartford, and they bring in all kinds of things and sometimes have fireworks along the river. The very famous Sunken Garden Poetry Festival, and thousands come to see that, and people come from all over the Northeast for that.
Wonderful. I love the Hillstead Museum, and that
festival
they put on every year is just fantastic.
I do, too. That architect who did the Hillstead Museum, just incredible. I love walking in that house.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. On and on it goes in Hartford County as we're going county by county through the updated second edition of The Insider's Guide to Connecticut with author Eric Lehman. He's personally curated this and done such a good job, and he's a wonderful writer. He teaches, in fact, travel writing. Has a real feel and eye for this and lived in Connecticut for 15 years now. He has that sort of newbie sensibility, but also has found a lot of hidden things that a lot of people don't know about in this guide. So The Insider's Guide to Connecticut is our gift to you in return for your $75 contribution to keep this show and everything you love on WNPR, Connecticut's public radio station, coming your way. You can call now 1-800-584-2788 or go online to pledge at WNPR.org, and you can pledge securely.
And the number to call, 1-800-584-2788, or go to WNPR.org, and you can give and support the Faith Middleton Show right here on WNPR. My name is Lee Newton. I am joined by Ray Hardman, and it's an exciting day for us because this is it. This is what we're calling the last day. Yep. It is the last day of our fiscal year to raise funds, and we have a $5,000 goal on the line for Faith Middleton. Ray, good news. We're over $2,000 there.
That's great.
we are in good shape, but can we do it? Still 3,000 to go, and I think we can do it if you call or go online and pick up the Insider's Guide to Connecticut. You've been hearing what an incredible resource this is. It's a fantastic book. It's perfect for the summer. It's perfect for anyone who's looking for something to do, something different. Sometimes we fall into a rut. We're doing the same things. You want to just kind of explore and go someplace different in Connecticut. This is your resource. We would love to send it to you as our thanks. So join us right now. The number to call, 1-800-584-2788.
$6.25 a month. Think about some of the things that you spend every month, you know, that is way more than $6.25 and doesn't give you near the pleasure and fun and excitement and information that you get from public radio. So we want you to step forward. Think about the times. So, you know, right now we're talking about the Insider's Guide, and we're kind of being reminded of all the cool things that happen and that you can go and see in Connecticut. Think about all of the great things that you hear each and every day on WNPR, whether it's the hard news on All Things Considered or Morning Edition, or great discussion like on the Faith Middleton Show and the Colin McEnroe Show. It's here because of membership support. It's here because people just like you have stepped forward and maybe given $5 or $10 a month. If $6.25 a month is right for you and you want to get that Insider's Guide to Connecticut, we can do that for you on this last day, this one-day fund drive at 1-800-584-2788.
And Ray, you know, we really want to encourage new members to come in and join us, new contributors. We've already heard from many because we've got Michelle from Farmington. Thank you. We've got Marcella from Vernon Rockville. We've got Christina from Cheshire, all new members. Thank you so much for coming on board. And we want to thank, of course, our renewing members. So many people have been, you know, giving additional gifts, maybe adding to how much they give per month because they really believe in WNPR and what we're trying to do. We're giving you local news, national news, insightful conversation, and shows like this that inspire you to travel and do new things. If you love the Faith Middleton Show, support it right now. It's such an important thing to do, especially on this, our last day. It's our only day of fundraising this month, and you can make a difference by going to WNPR.org, making a gift in any amount, or join us at 1-800-584-2788 and pick up the Insider's Guide to Connecticut.
$2,288 raised, hoping to $2,388 now.
Wow.
So we are hoping to raise $5,000 during the Faith Middleton Show, staying on track, paying those bills so we can end this fiscal year in the black. You can help us right now. Look, if you've been thinking about it for a while, maybe you've let your membership lapse, maybe you've, you know, just let a few years go by.
Right.
It happens. And you think, I'm going to get around to it. Well, you know, if you've got 2 minutes right now, don't even think about it. Just go to the phone, call 1-800-584-2788. We can send you the Insider's Guide to Connecticut, and you will become a member. You will listen to this radio station knowing that you help make it possible, that you help make these stories possible. 1-800-584-2788.
And you know, Ray, I love this book especially because, you know, I am originally from Kentucky. You're, what, originally from Maryland?
Right.
And I have relatives that come in to visit. I have friends, and they say, give me the quintessential New England experience.
Right.
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
I'll tell
yeah.
you, this is the book that can help you figure that out. What can we do? What body of water can we sit next to and enjoy? You know, it's all there. The museums, the vineyards, the antique shops. So much great stuff in this book. $6.25 a month. We will send this to you as our thanks, or give $75 as a one-time gift. But by all means, do it today. Here's the number to call, 1-800-584-2788, or go to WNPR.org.
And if you think you know everything about Connecticut, you will be surprised in this book, The Insider's Guide to Connecticut. Again, we can send you for a gift of $75, or we can break that down to $6.25, and you can become a monthly donor to this radio station. Monthly donor program, we can talk about. It's a great way to go. It keeps a steady stream of revenue coming here, and it breaks down your pledge into manageable amounts, but we want you to get on board at WNPR.org.
I'm Faith Middleton. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Faith Middleton Show. We are having a great time because Eric Lehman is here. If you're just joining us, he is, you might be saying, what's all the excitement about? He's author of the single best travel guide to Connecticut, I think, that has ever been done, county by county, city and country. It has everything in it, including things that you might not know about. I can guarantee you that, because he's picked these little tucked away things that he has seen walking on his bike, you know, no matter what he's doing. It has the traditional, the usual suspects in there, of course, but there are a lot of things that you will discover will get you very excited. And so now we're moving on. We've been doing in this hour, we've been going county by county to just give you a flavor of this. And we'll take a break again at the end of the hour and tell you how to have this book sent to your door. But Eric, let's do Tallinn County. Absolutely. Because there's so much there.
People don't even know that's a county, Faith.
Well, I know. That's what I mean about you never venture outside your county
exactly.
So often. You know,
some
we're
of my
so
students
busy.
From Fairfield County, they're Tallinn.
What is that? Where's that? So it's home to Nathan Hale, the American
Absolutely.
Patriot spy and martyr of the Revolutionary War in Coventry. And there's UConn campus, of course. There is a Stafford Springs, which has car racing, the Stafford Motor Speedway. It
That's
has one of my
too.
Favorite old-timey bars where they still make homemade ravioli and homemade sausage. The Italian folks in the back in the kitchen are making. It's called the Arizona. And it's, you know, just a funky, wow. wonderful, wonderful place. When I'm in that region, I can't resist going there. But historical sites and landmarks that you mentioned, the Benton Homestead and Old Tallinn County Jail.
Oh, yeah. That jail is a fun tour to go on. You know, they'll take you through and show you the jailer's home and how they would have been putting people in there in the late 1800s and
the Hoos Cow, as they used to call it.
Yeah, that's right.
The Ballard Institute Museum of Puppetry is in Storrs. The Connecticut State Museum of Natural History and Connecticut Archaeology Center. The William Benton Museum of Art, that's a good place to see. And that's we're in Storrs now. But just down the road in Union, a wonderful state park is Bigelow Hollow.
Oh, it's really
state park.
Neat.
I've spent a lot of time there.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
beautiful.
Glaciers carved park.
Yeah,
there.
I mean
it's really
giant pine trees.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
you know, you can walk in that. Once I was walking in that park, and I looked up, and a branch was sticking from a pine tree across the entire wide road that cuts through the park. And there, sitting in the middle of the branch, not even hiding, was the biggest owl I have ever
wow.
seen in my life. And it was daylight. And it was just sitting there in the middle, not afraid, just blinking at me. And it was breathtaking.
You know, that whole area up there, you can hike up into there on the Natchog Trail. The Yale Forest is there and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's really one of the great spots in Connecticut to go see what it must have been like hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Mm, that's a good point. Yeah. And there's Mansfield Hollow State Park. I used to live right there at the dam in a house when I was a newspaper reporter there. And so it took me 30 seconds to see this dam that you're talking about. And it is
right.
is so beautiful there. And there's so much to do all around Mansfield. There's a lot of farmland there. And there's the dairy bar at UConn where they make the homemade ice
oh,
cream
well.
on Sundays. And, you know, you guaranteed
now I'm
to.
Hungry.
I gained a lot of weight those few years that I was there. There's a Cassidy Hill Vineyard in Coventry, which is one of the vineyards that we don't hear very much about.
Yeah, it's a newer vineyard, Faith. So
123 acres.
Yeah, they've started to make some really good wine up there, you know, and the drive-in theater, of course, if you've never been there, come on, you've got to go
it's
to the
really
drive-in
fun.
Theater.
It's really
Mansfield.
Fun. And they still have one of those snack bars in there so you can bring snacks to your car on trays.
Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of festivals and annual events there. And that's always a great reason to get in the car. Some people will bring a bike along and just explore in a particular county as you do in the book. And sort of peg it to a festival that's
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's the Connecticut Renaissance Fair that they have. There's a lot of hiking, biking, and walking, as you can hear. A lot of trails. And there's horseback riding through some of this. I mean, people can say with the kids, come on, we're going to go on horseback riding
yeah.
expedition. And that's really exciting to them.
I mean, Shallowbrook Equestrian Center there is the largest family-owned horse complex in America. And in Connecticut, you wouldn't think of that.
And Coventry has a great regional farmer's market at the Nathan Hale Homestead. Okay. So you can kind of knock off two things at once. You can go on a tour of the homestead and shop for your farm stuff right there, all locally grown, and you've got the farmers all set up there.
Handmade soap, handmade candles, all kinds of wonderful stuff there
and
every weekend.
For people who are into this, you know, these craftspeople who make their own furniture, that kind of craft making is sprinkled throughout the state of Connecticut, and you talk about it quite a bit in the book. And don't forget to stop by when you're in that region. Go over to Bolton and stop in Munson's Chocolates, because that's just good to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Great bed and breakfast around that region in Tolland County, the Daniel Rust House, the Innkeeper's Place, the Tolland Inn, the Nathan and Hale Inn, and you can camp. I've done this in Willington at Wilderness Lake Campgrounds and Resort a million years ago. We fished for trout. We cooked our supper. We set up a tent. We had the best time. And there, you list all the places to dine. So this is Eric Lehman, author of the updated second edition of The Insider's Guide to Connecticut, what I think is the single best travel guide to Connecticut that has been done to date. It is a gem. And he's got descriptions, county by county. He has city living and country experiences. And it's all about the gems to be found across our magnificent state, the things that bring Europeans here every spring, summer, and fall, mostly summer and fall. They're all here. You hear the accents. And our tourism department tries to bring them over, and it's working because they like to come to New England. And when they come to Connecticut, they're going to all the things that Eric is talking about in the book. So we'd like to send this book your way. You can call 1-800-584-2788. We're going to have a longer break and just coming up. But you can go online to WNPR.org and pledge securely. It's the $75 level. This is our thank you gift to you. It's about 350, 400 pages. You want one of these in the car. And what a house gift to send to somebody. We'll tell you about that later on. But, oh, what fun. Eric, I can see you had a great, great time doing this. Pubs and taverns. You know, there's a Bidwell Tavern in Coventry, Connecticut.
Oh, gosh.
And
got to go back there and get their wings.
There's Elmo's Dockside Restaurant and Pub in Vernon.
That's a hidden gem.
That is a hidden gem. And of course, you have the casinos in here. How can you not when you're, because we're going to move into New London County now. I'm a fan of New London and the whole greater New London region. And I keep wanting the state of Connecticut. You know, these have been tough times in the state, but for two decades, I've been hollering to say, New London, put tourist dollars into New London,
yeah.
Because that has so much potential. There's so much to see and do there.
It's really a destination. And, you know, it's kind of funny that people from New York come up there and see that as a destination, and yet we don't see it as a destination.
Yeah.
I'm going to change that this summer. I'm going out there and camping out in New London.
Are you
going
to do it? All right, let's see where you're going to go. Well, of course, there are the casinos. And the historic sites and landmarks, the Captain Nathaniel Palmer House in Stonington, that is a great place to go.
Discovered Antarctica.
Yes, he did. In Stonington, you know, you just... Even getting off the exit, driving down the road to the village of Stonington is a beautiful experience, never mind getting there, because it's all stone walls, farmland, and arching trees across this long, long road. And then you come to the historic town sitting on the water, and that is the place to walk and explore and eat and have historic experiences and look at houses.
Yeah, that little peninsula there. I mean, it's really, I talk about it in one of the close-ups. Yeah. I mean, really one of the wonderful little towns in Connecticut.
Yeah. I spent a summer living there. And, it's so beautiful. There's a
so
lighthouse
envious.
To explore.
Oh, yeah, the old lighthouse.
Well, you don't
museum.
Even have to live there. You can just drive there and experience it for a day or a weekend. The Coast Guard Academy is right there, and it's a 100-acre campus, and you can visit and see all the things, including the big ship. There's Fort Griswold for a little history and Fort Trumbull. There's New London, where they call it Whale Oil Row.
Right. I just saw them. I was just in New London a couple weeks ago and drove by it. And, you know, these big houses with these giant pillars, and it's whaling captains' houses. I mean, really wonderful.
There's Mystic Seaport, which is Mystic is one of my favorite towns in Connecticut. There are all kinds of museums. Florence Griswold Museum, the Lyman Allen Art Museum, the Mashantucket Pequot Museum, the Old Lighthouse Museum that I was just mentioning in Stonington, Slater Museum. Museum in Norwich. You can go to the USS Nautilus Submarine Force Museum in Groton. So let's do the beaches and the parks, Eric. This is the updated second edition of the Insider's Guide to Connecticut, and it is a gem. I think it's the best one that's ever been done on Connecticut. And we're going to tell you how to have it sent to your door or to someone you love in just a little bit. There's Bluff Point State Park in Groton.
Oh, that's neat.
There's great fishing, shell fishing, snorkeling, scuba diving. And there are lifeguards, which is always good to know. What's this? I don't know this. This is Gungi Wump.
Oh, the Gungi Wump Stone Sites?
Yeah. Gungi Wump Stone
Sites. Sure, that's like Connecticut Stonehenge. Nobody's really sure what they are.
Is this in Mystic? I've never seen this.
Strange. It's on partially private land, so you have to go to the Denison Pequot Sepos, if that's how you say it, Nature Center, and they do tours. They do guided tours through these. And it's really, I don't know if you've been to that place up in New Hampshire, America's Stonehenge, that they always, weird stone and
sculptures.
They're not sure what it was, if it was a colonial site or if it was an Indian site.
I see, now that's
really a mystery.
I'm doing that. Okay. Mm. There's Harkness Memorial State Park, and they always have these music festivals there at different points, and it's gorgeous there in Waterford. And Rocky Neck State Park is so great, always has been. Hmm. There's Mystic Aquarium, of course, and then Cottrell Brewing Company, Jonathan Edwards Winery, Mogul Sierra Vineyards in Ledyard, and then you've got a close-up on traveling the wine trail across the state. There's Priam Vineyards and Saltwater Farm Vineyard, Stonington Vineyards. They do a lot of wine drinking in New London County.
Eric, thank
you so much for the work you did on this book. It is a gem. And we're going to tell people how to have it sent to their door. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you, Faith.
All right, here is the toll-free number at the $75 contribution level. This is our thank you gift to you. It's almost 400 pages. You've got to keep this in the car or on the coffee table if you want to be inspired, because it has inspired us. I've lived in Connecticut almost all my life. I was so excited reading this book. I read it cover to cover over the past couple days. We can't wait to get out there and explore, and this is the season to do it. So if you've been super busy and you need an excuse, a tap on the shoulder to lift your head up and experience pleasure and things that dazzle you, this is the way to do it. 1-800-584-2788.
That's the number to call to become a member of WNPR, or you can go online at WNPR.org safely and securely. I'm Ray Hardman here with Lee Newton, and we are in the midst of this one-day, very special one-day fundraising campaign. So we are hoping that you can step on board, get on board, and become a member during this fiscal year. Help us pay all the bills that we have to take care of before the end of the fiscal year and become a member in good standing. 1-800-584-2788.
And Ray, we had a goal of $5,000. To raise during this Faith Middleton program.
Right.
Here's where we are. We have $1,377 to go. So I know we can do it. If you have waited to the very last minute on this wonderful Faith Middleton show, highlighting the Insider's Guide to Connecticut and all these great places, you can be our hero right now by going to the phone 1-800-584-2788, or you can go to WNPR.org. Look for the Insider's Guide to Connecticut there, because this is a great book. It's soft cover, 375 pages, and as you've been hearing, it is such a wonderful resource to find out everything you need to know about Connecticut. We love this book. Of course, it's got parks, museums, arts venues, music venues, vineyards, all sorts of great stuff. If you'd like to have it, make a gift of $6.25 per month as an ongoing monthly donor, or a gift of $75, and we will send that to you. Do it right now. 1-800-584-2788.
Lots of people getting on board today, and that's fantastic. Thank you so much if you've done that. A lot of people giving a little extra amount, maybe that you've given during the year, and people stepping forward and giving just a little bit extra. That's a great way. We can take care of that today. That's always helpful. Lots of renewing members getting on board. That's great. But we want to hear from new members. New members are really
so important.
Very important, the lifeblood of what we do. So if you're somebody who's new to public radio and you find you've really kind of stumbled across it and have discovered that this is really your type of radio. This is the type of news you want to listen to. This is the type of perspective that appeals to you. Understand, because we don't have commercials, we ask you to step forward maybe for $6 or $6.25 a month and become a member of this public radio station. That's how we pay the bills. The government doesn't pay them. the largest source of our funding, people just like you giving $6.25 a month. 1-800-584-2788.
And I can't tell you how many times I come away from this program inspired for either a restaurant that I want to go to or some dish that I want to make. Faith does such a good job. Maybe a book that you want to read. Today, she's inspiring us with our own state, with Connecticut. And really, this is what we're here to do at WNPR, to inspire you with great information, with news, with conversation that really makes you think, makes you laugh. If you enjoy it, then support it today, because this is the very last day. This is our last shot at making our budget, of staying in the black, and you are going to make such a difference by joining us right now, $6.25 a month, to support WNPR, the station that's so important to you. So do it right now at WNPR.org or call us at 1-800-584-2788. A little less than $1,000 to go.
Less than $1,000 to go. If you have the opportunity right now, become a member of this public radio station. Or again, you know, give an additional gift. That'd be tremendous. Or become a new member of this radio station. It's so important. We used to have these long, drawn-out June campaigns to get ourselves, dragging ourselves across the finish line for the fiscal year. We've been able to whittle that down to just one special day. Become part of it. We've heard from hundreds of people already today. Join those people right now at 1-800-584-2788. We can send you the Insider's Guide to Connecticut for a gift of $6.25 a month. Is it worth $6.25? What you listen to each and every day. 1-800-584-2788, about 30 seconds.
That's right, and monthly donors have made this all possible, because having monthly donors, having that steady income in, has made it possible for us to plan, to invest, to really make this station what you want it to be, to help it thrive and continue. So do it right now. Here's the number to call, 1-800-584-2788. Be a hero right now at WNPR.org. Thanks.